Hello, this is Dr. European Agriculture Dictating Industry Reporter on Jennifer Rydell. Labor 2A-1985, data procedure, June 11, 2024. Physicians, Dr. European Agriculture Dew. Referring physicians, Dr. Nicolette Hamilton. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion. Physician movements are all explained to patient. The patient brought to anesthesia. Seat, place in the fetal position. Sedation by anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia care. Period. While lubricating lumbar posterior gas scope was introduced into esophagus and enhanced direct vision to the distal most extent of the scope in the two limbs of the small intestine, period. Careful examination was made of the two jejunal limbs, of the duodenum and two jejunal limbs, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. A retroflex was obtained in the cardiac period. Air reception from the stomach before jaw scope. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The proximal and mid-esophagus appeared unmarked. The McLean, the Z-line, was irregular at 39 centimeters from thigh block with evidence of three tongues of salmon-colored mucosa with a small island proximally, C0M1.5, common biopsies are obtained in all four quadrants per the Seattle Protocol for further evaluation for Barrett's esophagus. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema. Common biopsies are obtained in the antrum body histology. Enteroled H. pylori, next line. The stomach was J-shaped, next line. There was an unremarkable duodenal bulb, next line. There's evidence of post-surgical anatomy at D2 with two limbs and with two limbs of the small intestine. Comma, the scope was advanced and hubbed at both limbs without any abnormality. Comma, biopsies are obtained in the small intestine for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was no evidence of any small bowel narrowing or tapering. Comma, there was some food debris noted in the area of the surgical anastomosis. Next line. Plan, follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, continue PPI daily. Next line, recommend repeat EGD in 3 to 5 years given the Barrett's esophagus. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled.